Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Girl Talking Mas. I'm here with my girl Ruby.
Hello everyone.
We are excited. We have two amazing ladies joining us today. Erin Lopez, Lisa Cox, thank you so much for joining us on Girl Talking Mas.
Hello.
Yes, we are excited to be joined by two beautiful ladies. Amazing, inspiring. Like, I'm loving everything I've been reading about your book. I've connected with Allie, who's amazing. We love Allie. Shout out to Allie, PR. But yeah, she's been telling me about you guys. And I was like, oh yeah, they have to come and join us on the podcast. Like, we got to have you guys on. So just to kind of tell everybody, you guys have wrote a book together. And we're just excited to kind of hear about it. And it's called I Decide, The Happy Little Guide to Living Your Best Life, which such a, I love the title.
I love the title. Yes.
I love it. Like, I decide, you know, like, it's me. I'm deciding to finally do this for myself. That's how I took it. Like, when I first read the title, like, just getting the title, like, off the bat, that's what I kind of took from it. Like, I'm finally making that decision. It's so funny because Ruby and I have both just went through these like big life transitions in the last 3 to 4 or 5 years between the two of us. And that's why I wanted her to be on this interview with me. And because I just think like this is really going to resonate and connect with us. So kind of tell us the idea behind the book.
Okay. So, well, first of all, we're so excited to be here too. chitty chatty with you guys.
And love it.
Yes. I mean, just hearing you guys are like one of many of just like, we wanted this book to be an I decide for everyone. Like there's a decision that we can all make in our lives. And Lisa and I are like best friends. We are business partners. We just are, you know, we had a vision that we wanted to do something together that was just going to be amazing and impact everyone. And that's how I decide came about. I mean, we were in Vegas and we were doing some business together. And
nice.
I know.
Yeah. In Vegas.
That's where the inspiration happened.
I guess it didn't stay in Vegas, huh?
It didn't stay in Vegas. Yeah. What happens in Vegas came with us.
Good for you.
Yes. So, and we just, it was, you know, it's just so crazy. Like when you have two friends and two people, like we met years ago, and that's a whole different story. Mm-hmm. So we met years ago and like to get to this moment where we both, like it was on our hearts just to know that we had a platform and a voice to share with others that you can make a decision in your life to change and you can make a decision in your life to have a better life. Like, you know, we're just like you guys. We're like two women, two girlfriends, two, you know, we're just like everybody else. We just have made decisions along our journey that have gotten us where we are today. And so we feel like it's our job now to kind of encourage others to do the same thing.
And Lisa, what is the guide kind of like, kind of give us like a little like synopsis of like what the guide is about?
You know, we really tried to speak to everyone's heart and we gathered stories. And so the stories are about all these different scenarios where at some time in these different people's lives that our contributors shared these incredible heartfelt stories about where they were and how they flipping got out of it. And it's like their I decide moment where they were like, it was either a low point.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be. It can be a high point in your life, but there's this moment that we all have because, you know, and it's in all different categories of our life. So our guide covers like health and wealth, finances. It covers circle of friends. You know, it covers mindset, vision, how do you, when you're at this certain point, how do you put your foot down? Like when we came up with this name, I kept saying to Erin, I visualize us on a stage, putting our fists down and saying, you know, like towards the ground, like a power stance saying, I decide it's my moment where I get to change everything, but I'm the only one that control that.
I love it.
So the guidebook gives you tools and tips and stories and our own funny anecdotes and things that we've been through in our careers. And it just kind of walks them through a daily plan of, okay, so you're here and you want to be here. And let me share with you this incredible heartfelt story of the same person similar story with the person that's done it and how they did it. And then what we can recommend for you to get there. And, you know, we go deep into each little thing, but also there's just like probably the most beautiful thing that came out of doing this is when we took this idea around and started talking to people that we wanted to be in the book with us, that we knew their stories, we've heard their stories, we wanted them to share it. There were a lot of emotions because a lot of people in that moment, and you may feel the same way with your big life change or Ruby, your big life change this last year, you know, it's emotional when you know you have to change something so drastically and to make your life better or to make your health better or to make your family better, to make your relationships better or to make your finances better. And you know, it's going to take work, but you're at that point where you're like, now's the time. It's either now or never, you know. And there's also a big part is also how to execute it and maintain it, because so many people say, I'm going to save
right there.
Yeah. They're like, I'm going to save money. And then Friday night, they're asked out to the, you know, the bars with their friends and they spend $200 at the bar, you know, and so they don't work the plan. So we talk about that as well.
Yeah. I think maintaining it is a huge thing because, you know, I've definitely been there, but like the health journey, you know, it's like you know you want to be healthy and you make these decisions, and Ruby, you've even been on that journey of being more, you know, trying to be more healthy, especially like for your health problems that you've gone through and stuff. And it's like, it's hard to just, like you said, maintain that. So having a guide that kind of like helps you stay on track, that's amazing.
And we're women, right? So I mean, like, we put a workbook together with it too. So I mean, you can, we have a book, but we're like, we like to like check it off and make notes. And
we love it. We love lists.
I love journals, all of that. Yeah.
So we put a workbook with it because we knew that like, if they're like, if anyone's like us, you know, we want to write it down. We want to see, you know, everything is a movement, you know, forward. So, you know, sometimes we don't recognize the little things. And so the workbook really helps people like write it down and see where we've where we've come and where we're going. So it really was one of those, like, we like to check it off. We like to, you know, make a list and check it twice.
Definitely.
So the idea was brought up when you guys were in Vegas, you said?
Yes.
Well, okay.
So this is, we'll tell you because this is.
Please do.
Yes. That's interesting. We're going to tell you like the exact moment, but it started long before where, you know, Aaron and I have very successful network marketing businesses that we've worked for a long time. Aaron was in fashion. She can tell you more about her history, but you know, we've built large teams. We've had great success, but which is all wonderful. And we've been able to serve a lot of people, a lot of women actually, and help them stay home with their kids and do all these wonderful things. But we were together and we were talking, I think it was on a walk. And then we were sitting by the pool, kind of the final moment. We got champagne, we made it cheers. We're like, we're doing it. We, you know, we just were like, we feel as if we've made large impact already in life as, you know, as mamas and with healthy marriages and, you know, and this wonderful gift that we've been able to do with our business, but we still, and I'm sure everyone listening has felt this way before, we still wanted to make more of an impact and almost more of a less selfish impact. Our businesses are very lucrative and we've worked hard for that. But you know what? Sometimes it's not about money. Money for security. We all know that. And you need money to feel safe because you can cover things you need to cover. But then there comes a point in time where you want to make an impact that's lasting, to where your kids and your grandkids can say, that was my grandma. My grandma.
That's beautiful.
I love that.
Yes.
And that's what we did. And we sat there and we dreamed it up and we talked it through and we knew we could do it together because I can tell you two are good friends and not everyone could do this together and still love each other as friends.
Yes, exactly.
It's a process. You know, it's a process.
It's a process.
Some books with two authors and, but it was every moment of it was a gift. Aaron, I mean, I know we've laughed and we've cried writing this book and we have sat in front of each other on Zoom. I mean, our husbands walk through the room and they're like, hey, Aaron. Hey, at least, you know, like a permanent fixture in each other's kitchens or offices. And so it's been insane.
That's awesome. So you guys have been friends for how long?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So this is a story in itself too. So I feel like, so we met randomly at a mutual friend of ours house. Ooh. I don't even know. We need to figure out what year it was. 20 years. I don't even know.
Like, I think 20
long
years.
Time.
Yeah.
We're also like 30. So I'm not sure how that happened.
But we're in the same age group.
But we were at a mutual friends kind of event where, you know, I mean, I had young babies at home. Lisa had kids and we were both working for our respective companies and we just clicked, you know, like when you meet somebody and we both just had the same entrepreneurial heart. We both just like, it was just like we had known each other. So we met then and we, you know, we connected that night and we, you know, thank goodness for social media. You know, we stayed friends that way and, you know.
And
we,
I stalked her. I stalked
her. Good.
You're like, you're not getting rid of me, lady.
No, she was rare find in this area. I mean, we have a beautiful, beautiful town, but she was like big business to me. She worked for Ford Models and she has this incredible history and she's so beautiful. And here she is in the living room with this party where we're, you know, selling our stuff. And I was like, wait a minute, who are you? And then from that point forward, I'm like, I want to work with her. Mm-hmm. I just know we're going to be instant friends. Like it was one of those times in my life. And I don't mean stalk. I don't say that lightly. I know that can be that can be negative. It can be a trigger. It was a happy little friendly stalk. Like I want to be your friend. And, and I just stuck with her for a lot of years and we kept in touch with each other. And
well,
then
I'm glad you decided.
Yes. Yes. And what's so funny. So to take it back to Vegas really quickly, like here we are, we reconnect, you know, 8-ish years ago and, you know, we came together finally in business. We've created this like monstrosity of this empire to help women all over the world. And then, you know, fast forward about a year and a half ago, here we are in Vegas, we're filming a video about our success. We're you know, we're doing this whole big filming. We're private guests at a Tony Robbins event. And like, it was like the world all came together. You know, both of us were kind of like, I think we need to do something. Do we need to do something? We need to do something. Like it just, and then to think back of us like standing in this living room 20-ish years ago, like that's just, it's been like, oh my gosh, a journey. And then to hear just like this book is amazing, but it's just the beginning. Like it is just the beginning of the I Decide movement. Like, so, you know, this is just the inkling of what's to come of like all of the stuff we have in our head of what's coming.
Yeah. I was going to ask, do you guys go out and promote the book? Like, do you guys have shows that you guys attend? Or are you guys guest speaking? Like what does that look like?
So we have just started doing a bunch of different podcasts, magazine interviews. We're just starting that process. And Erin and I are also creating our own podcast called the I Decide Darlings. It's not live yet. But what I love about you two and this podcast is because we love the girl talk. And when you read our book and when your audience gets a chance to read our book, it's the same format. We're talking in the book to each other as if we're friends. And so we want to do the same thing, but on our podcast, we're looking forward to sharing the stories of other people that have had that moment in life, that their I Decide moment that changed everything for them. Mm-hmm. So we're just getting rolling on all of this stuff. And we already have another book idea in mind. We talked about I Decide for Teens.
That would be amazing, you guys. Seriously, I feel like our younger generation seriously needs that. I have a 19-year-old daughter and I think she definitely needs
some.
She would
love it.
Yeah, she would totally, she would eat that up because she loves books and everything. But yeah, like that is such a great idea. Like literally.
I think it would fill so many people's hearts. Mm-hmm. And like you said, at a time like this, and Erin is, my girls are grown up. They're 30 and 27, but Erin's in the fray with, you know, these two beautiful teenage daughters at a time that's hard.
It's
social media is such a struggle, and Erin can speak to it, but it could be so useful if we could get the right tool for them and in their
hands. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, my girls have loved, I mean, they love, you know, Lisa and her husband, Steve, and their family to us. But they've loved seeing this whole process of the I Decide. And they were the ones, I mean, they're both teenagers. They're 13 and 15. They're girls. I mean, throw that on top of it. You know, like you said, I mean, I think we live in a world right now that, you know, somebody needs to encourage a mom, somebody needs to encourage a daughter, somebody needed to encourage a marriage, you know, to decide. And there's like, you know, countless other, you know, ideas and options, but like to decide to like do something or to be something, you know? And I think that my girls have just loved hearing and just even hearing stories, you know, of wait, you know, this person that you think is this had this happen to them and they made a decision to change. And so, you know, we always talk about like, you never sometimes hear about the journey. You always see the end.
The end result. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we love, you know, pouring into people because we love people to share your journey and share, you know, what that looked like to get to where, you know, as, you know, speaking of social media, I mean, we see all of the pretty and like so much behind it. And so that's why like this whole I Decide movement and the book, and it's just, it's so exciting just to see it all unfold. And like Lisa said, like just to hear stories and then to be able to talk with people like you.
Yes. And tell me, like, who was your guys' kind of inspiration throughout, you know, you both have these successful careers and family life and marriages. Like, that's just amazing. I love hearing that because you give me hope. And like, you know, because I'm kind of like in that like limbo of I need the I Decide book, seriously, like right now, like in my life at this point, because I'm making so many changes and everything like that. So who has been your guys' inspiration, you know, even throughout your friendship or where you, like you said, you went to the Tony Robbins, like, where do you guys find that drive and that inspiration to keep on maintaining this amazing life that you guys have?
You know, for me, that's a loaded question because I feel like I was really, really lucky to have parents that taught it to me. They breathed into me that I could do anything I wanted to do.
That's beautiful.
And I know that that's not normal. I know that not everybody had that. And I don't take that for granted. They weren't easy on me. They weren't easy. And I definitely wasn't spoiled. I did have a very lucky life growing up, but I wasn't spoiled. My parents went through, my mom was married to five different men. My dad had three wives. That's eight marriages. You know, it wasn't easy. It was a lot of change. It was a lot of learning how to adapt in different situations, which I do think ended up being a gift in my life and in my business. But for me, my inspiration, I feel, was filling up with enough good stuff on a daily basis. And I can't just name one mentor, but I constantly am, you know, wherever you as a person can get that from, get it from. And for me at times, to be honest, as a child, it was a book to help me escape from the reality of what my parents were going through. And then as I got older, I switched from fun books to books that would fill me up with things that would give me that motivation and inspiration and like personal strength to keep going. Mm-hmm. And then I fill my head with it all the time. I don't watch the news. I barely know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so when I get up every day, I know what I'm doing and where I'm going to go with it. And I'm excited about it. And I don't let that other crap get in my world. And I just continue to feed myself good things. And what I mean by that might be a good, healthy podcast. Find the ones you love. It could be this podcast every single day, but put your earbuds in and do it. And that's what I feel like has been that's what's helped me reach the levels of success and feel this confidence to like turn around. Give it to other people. And then the last thing I'll say is it is very motivating to continue on when you see somebody affected by what you've done for them, when you see the impact in a person. Okay. And for our business, that's been very fortunate that we've been able to see people who have had financial success and saved their families or been able to quit their jobs and be home with their babies and not have that mom guilt anymore. And because they're working the business that we taught them to work. And so that is also a huge motivator to me to keep going. And in the morning when my feet hit the ground, I'm like, let's go, because let's do it again. Can I serve one more person? And when we wrote this book, we said that if we have one person that we serve this book, then we did our job.
Absolutely. Yeah. Congratulations.
And I think, you know, to be in this position and to be where we're at right now. I mean, we have so many people who've inspired us, but I think for us, like of having servant hearts, like we're inspired by everybody that we cross paths with and that we're going to cross a path with. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that's why Lisa and I like work so well together, is because, you know, we're so you know, which has been learned, which has been taught, which has come with age and maturity, but you know, it's a selfless mentality of how can we serve others and what can we do? And that's who inspires us. And so it's also just, you know, the scratching of the surface of the countless people that we've been able to serve over the years, but then like, oh my gosh, like who's coming, you know, who's going to read the book? What's coming that's going to inspire us to do this again and do it again, write another book. So yeah, I mean, I think it's all just, you know, there's so many, but we're also podcast junkies. So we can talk about that all the time.
Yes, seriously. What do you guys have a favorite podcast that you listen to where you get like some of your inspiration from?
I love Ed Mylett.
I was going to say, we mentioned Ed a lot. And we'll okay. have a couple in times book? In our book, for sure.
Okay, awesome.
And he interviews a lot of people that can sort of serve our audience as far as our teams and the people that we're trying to turn around and teach stuff to. So that mm-hmm. has been a favorite of mine. I have a list I could go through and I would get in trouble if I left somebody out, but
yeah.
But I also on the other side, because we're all human, right? So when you want that escape, I am a crime junkie. Oh, I mean, sorry. I love crime. And I just don't know why I'm obsessed with it. And I feel like it makes me smarter. I feel like I learn things from it as far as to be safer, you know? And so I do that too. I mean, we're all human and we have to find our little fun getaways sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just so you know, Lisa, we actually have a few crime episodes that we've done. So
I'll go back and find them. I will.
Totally changed like what we, you know, what we were doing here, because at first we were kind of like learning about the true crime and mm-hmm. you know, trying to figure it out and getting the stories, but it ended up really voicing the stories of people that actually suffered and went through that and
personally affected by
personally mm-hmm. affected. And that's kind of what we wanted to do, because although it was true crime, we wanted to still kind of like
encouragement
mm-hmm. that they've triumphed and they got through, you know, because mm-hmm. they, even though they did suffer like a horrible,
they made a decision experience. So they did the mm-hmm. I decide moment.
They did. Exactly. That you have to, you, that's exactly right. That's why mm-hmm. I think it's so relevant, you know, no, in any category of life, you know. Absolutely. people can not come back from that, right? They can decide in their head, I can't come back from that. Or you can decide that I can come back and I can maybe teach people how mm-hmm. out of my terrible
moment,
you know, it can be a teaching moment and how I can serve somebody else. And so that to me is so relevant for our book and for all the things that we're trying to share with people.
What a great point.
You know, and it comes in every category, every single category. Mm-hmm. I did want to point out in the book too, we do talk about falling backwards, you know, like no one's perfect. Mm. Aaron's not perfect. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect, certainly. And, you know, we all fall back. So, and that's part of making the decision and moving forward, is there's going to mm-hmm. be times of failure. There's going to be times where you have to pick yourself back up by the straps and try it again. And that's mm-hmm. normal. That's normal. People on their weight loss journey.
Mm-hmm.
Normal.
And that's just another I decide moment. Like, what are you going to do when you do fall off? You know? And I think, Lisa, you made a great point of filling your day with like the good. I think that was one thing that helped me through my change this whole past like year and a half that I've been going through, is that instead of dwelling on like, how could that have happened to me, or how could this have happened, or, you know, like the negative, you know, feelings that I was having, I just went through. And even if my good day was like talking to a friend on the phone or hearing my favorite song, just finding the good little nuggets throughout the day to fill you up and concentrating on those instead of concentrating on the negative, like that's a big thing right there. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Such a small thing to do, but if you point it out and you really look for the good in the day, you can find it.
Absolutely.
And I think too, like on that, sometimes it's like, I mean, I know that I mean, I have to make the decision tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And like, you know, I mean, we talk about the I decide moment, but like, there's also the moments along the way of like, you know, so yes. I mean, you know, that to me too is just, you know, I mean, it's not sometimes as big as like, I'm going to make this moment and then we're good from there. You know, it's teaching mm-hmm. people that like, you know, the small steps along the way and making those little decisions that like, just get me through today. And then I'll decide tomorrow to get through tomorrow, you know, and then all of those things that lead up to the life that we're all wanting and desiring is really, it can be the I decide moment, but it's the decisions mm-hmm. along the way that we get to make to get us like step by step closer.
Well, we're definitely excited to see what else you guys have in store.
Yes. Like, tell us where we can find the book, how everybody can connect with you guys on social media.
The book is for sale on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And then you can find me on Instagram at Successful with Lisa. Mm-hmm. And Erin at, you tell them, A. Lopez.
I'm at A. Lopez Lifestyle. So, and then you can go to idecidebook.com yes. and you can see all of our freebies that we have there for you. You get to have, you know, a little snippet of, you know, listening to it on Audible. There's lots of good stuff that you can grab on idecidebook.com. And then it'll take you to kind of where to purchase the book too. But, perfect. And then we have idecidebook on Instagram, all the good stuff that you can follow.
Perfect. Yes. How awesome.
Oh, we're all about having fun. That's for sure.
Yeah. So we just connected with you guys on Instagram. So we will make sure we will be definitely following along on your journey to, mm-hmm. you know, to what's next. And if you guys do any book tours, if you guys are going to be in the LA or San Antonio area, please let us know. We will be there. We will get people out there to come and see you guys and definitely support you guys in any way we can.
And maybe you'll come on our podcast one day.
When yes, we would love that.
We'd love that. Yes.
We love that. Yeah. We love to be on podcast.
We would love that. It would be our honor to have you as absolutely. A guest on our podcast.
Thank you.
Ladies, thank you so much for sharing this. I'm really excited to kind of like get deep into the book because I definitely am resonating with it and can feel like this is something that would be good to kind of keep me on track. Like I feel like I'm finally in a good enough place to where I have decided, but now I want to kind of like have that maintaining, like you said, you know?
We would love that. We would love that. And we're going to stay in touch and find out what you think of it. And
yes, please do.
How you do with your decision. And we're there for you if you want help with anything.
Thank you so much, you guys. You guys are amazing. Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of Girl Talking Mess. You guys, don't worry. You can find us on Latina Podcasters on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. We'll see you guys soon.
Bye.